T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
People, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams, our top local story. The wind is whipping wildfires across Southern California, the most dangerous at the moment in Calamasa, where the flames have charred some 200 acres. Homes are burning. Thick black smoke fills the air. Evacuations are underway near Sandalwood Drive and 7th Street, just off the 10. Chris is right there.
On the south side of the 10 freeway, there's a brush fire. There's a lot of smoke. There's also a small fire up in the hills by Loma Linda.
At least 5 mobile homes have been destroyed. The flames now are moving toward Redlands. In Moreno Valley, a brush fire has burned at least 100 acres. It's threatening homes and have forced evacuations there. That fire broke out a couple of hours ago on Rache Canyon Road.
In Fontana, a fire in a residential neighborhood badly damaged at least one home. Several others suffered damage as well. Chris Prater with San Bernardino Fire telling KNX this was on Palm Lane.
We received multiple reports of vegetation on fire in the area of the 9500 block of Palm Lane in Fontana. En route, units did have a visible smoke column showing and arrived on scene to find one structure well involved.
They're still on scene watching for hot spots. Prater says heavy winds have made things difficult, consistently blowing 20 to 30 miles per hour with even stronger gusts at times.
Thousands of SoCal Edison customers have their power shut off right now because of the gusty winds. KNX 1070's Emily Valdez has a live update from Edison's War Room in Irwindale.
Yeah, so I just spoke to my contact here. The number's still at 13,000, but it's expected to go higher within the next half hour to 45 minutes. Of course, the reason for this is so the power lines don't spark wildfires due to the high winds. It may not be windy in the basin in Los Angeles or Orange County right now, but when you get out here to the foothills and the desert, the wind picks up and it's extremely strong in some of these areas. Now, up to 175,000 people could have their power turned off, but SoCal Edison says that's highly unlikely. It's going to be that many. They just wanted to put everybody on notice that it could happen. So if you're one of those people, you already know. Right now, power out to people in areas of Palmdale, Acton, Ogden, Dulce, Chatsworth. Those are in L.A. County, of course. In San Bernardino County, we have power out to people in Fontana, Rancho Cucamonga, Rialto and San Bernardino, and in Ventura County, we have power out to people in Fillmore and Simi Valley. There's also some few in Kern County without power as well. We're going to keep on this, and we'll let you know when they put more power out or turn it back on. Emily Valdez, live in Irwindale, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Let's get some more on these winds, just how strong they are, how long they're going to last. Meteorologist Mark Thibodeau, live at the Weather Channel.
You know, Mike, I was just looking at San Bernardino's wind ob right now, 22 gusting to 33 miles an hour. And that's kind of a moderate wind speed. That's not a shocker. But the shocker is that relative humidity is 5% in that area right now where some of those fires are getting started. So that's the kicker. You put the winds with those single-digit relative humidity levels, and that really raises the risk. You compare that to, let's say, Anaheim right now. The current wind speed is 7 miles per hour with a humidity of 44%, much, much less dangerous profile. And if you look at Long Beach, the current relative humidity here, 44% with the winds at 7 miles per hour. You head back up towards the San Gabriel Mountains. You see relative humidity levels coasting back down into the single digits with wind speeds of 20 to 30 miles an hour. So that's the difference. Higher wind speeds, single-digit relative humidities equals high fire potential. Where you have the more moderate humidity levels and less wind, your fire danger is a bit lower. So hopefully we won't see these big dips with humidity levels continuing through the evening, but where that combination sets up, that's where your fire danger is going to be. Mike, Karen, back to you.
All right, thanks, Mark. In-depth team coverage, frequent updates right here on KNX 1070. Again, 3 fires now burning in the Inland Empire.
In other news, prominent Democratic donor Ed Buck has entered a not guilty plea to federal charges in connection with the overdose deaths of 2 men inside his West Hollywood home.
Buck appeared in a white jail suit. He's been indicted by a grand jury on charges that include providing the meth to Jamel Moore, and Timothy Dean, both of whom died inside Buck's West Hollywood apartment after being injected with the drug. Joanne Campbell is one of two of Dean's sisters who were in the courtroom.
Today was very emotional, seeing at Buck. It really was. I couldn't hold it together because me and my brother, we were very close.
Buck's arraignment was the first time that the families of both men met. Letitia Nixon is Moore's mother.
Looking at them two and just seeing the hurt and the pain, my heart just dropped.
The grand jury indictment alleges that Buck engaged in a pattern of soliciting men to consume drugs that he provided and perform sexual acts at his apartment. He faces a minimum of 20 years in prison if convicted in either man's death. In downtown L.A., Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Another measles case reported in L.A. County.
Public health officials are trying to identify people who may have been exposed to this latest county resident who contracted measles and went to several public places while infectious. The possible exposure times and places are up on our website, knx1070.com. They include locations in L.A., Culver City, and Santa Monica. The number of measles cases reported in L.A. County this year is up to 18. There have also been 11 non-resident cases among people who traveled through the county. The figures do not include Pasadena and Long Beach, which have their own health departments. Public health officials are urging residents to get vaccinated, especially those who travel abroad. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Again, two large fires burning in Riverside County. We're dealing with the winds. One in Calumet. This one is just torn through a number of mobile homes. Sandalwood Drive near 7, at least 5 of them gone. More have caught already. They're so close together. You can just see how the wind is pushing this. Fire crews are there doing what they can. Water drops are underway, but it's kind of a hard area to get to, trying to just stop the fire from spreading from one to the next to the next. The other fires in Moreno Valley, and then there's a smaller brush fire on Ranch Cucamonga. The 210 at the 15.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at knx1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.